Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on the fourth foundational truth, abiding in Christ, as we continue to look at by faith. My friend, unless what we do for God is done in faith, then we have done nothing for God. Hebrews 11:6 says, "For without faith it is impossible to please God." So many churches, so many denominations do all that they do outside the faith of God, yet expect to get some type of approval inwardly, and when they do not, because God cannot approve of anything that is not done in faith, they get frustrated and angry with God. Sad to say, it is not God's fault. Oh no, they're not walking in the faith of God. But it is their fault, the fault of many Christians who refuse to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Master of their lives. So they work their little fingers to the bones, working in their faith, their hopes, their plans, and not God's. I know, my friend, I've done this before, and it will not work. Now listen closely. Unless we begin with faith in Christ, we are not going to get very far in the understanding the truths of God. Let me say that again. Unless we begin with faith in Christ, we are not going to get far in understanding the truths of God. Hebrews 11:3 states that it is by faith we understand. Let me say that again. It is by faith that we understand. And again, Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith it is impossible to please God. For whomever would draw near to God must believe that He is, and He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. God is simply telling us that we need not get bogged down in all of our ignorance and our fear and our inexperience. It's not even in our failure, my friend. Now, I really like that. Did you know in God it's okay to fail? Hey, that's right. Now, not in the world. Oh, no. In the world, if you fail, you will get sacked. But in God, it's okay as long as you do not get stuck in your failure. And why? Because of Christ, we can step around all of those issues and abide in Christ by faith. Let me say that again. Because of Christ, we can step around all of those issues and abide in Christ by faith. And obviously, to abide in Christ by faith will result in a work of faith from that same Christ in whom we abide in. But we cannot walk with God unless we are abiding in faith. And we certainly cannot lead Christ into what we're doing. Oh no. Thus, to abide by faith carries a genuine surrender to Christ as our life. As our life. Now, God has not made this complicated. Oh no. He has taken the initiative to reveal truth. Our responsibility is to believe it. And if that is a problem, then we need to ask God to do whatsoever it will take to bring us to where we can understand that. That too is a required basic faith. At the heart of the foundational number four truth is Christ our life. Wow. At the heart of the foundational fourth truth is Christ our life. In Colossians 3, verses 3 through 4, Paul writes, "For ye are dead, and your life," now listen, "is hid with Christ in God." Wow. "When Christ our life shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory." Now notice, in ourselves we are dead. We are dead spiritually and have nothing within ourselves that we can call upon to spring forth life. But Paul says, Christ is our life. Now plug this into John 15 verses 4 and 5. Jesus says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch," and that would be us, "cannot bear forth fruit of itself except it abide in the vine." And the vine is Jesus. "No more can ye except ye abide in me. But I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Did you get the end of that verse 5? For without me, you can do nothing. We are to live in and out of Christ as our life. Now the question is this: do we really believe that we are joined to the Lord and one in spirit with Him? You know, we can say we do, but do we really believe? For if we really do, then we are, that we are joined to Him, then we are joined to His life. Wow. And that is why Christ is our life. Do we believe that? No, really. I'm serious. Do we really believe that? It is God's Word. It is God's Word. And does Paul say we need to feel like it is true, or that we need to understand the height and the depth of it? No. We are to believe it. It is true because God said it, and it is true. And then once we believe, then we must live like it is true. Wow. How? By moving ahead in our lives as if it is true. But what if we sin, or what if we have bad habits and maybe even some character flaws? What if we have doubt? Well, if we allow what we perceive as our faults to stop us from abiding in Christ, then we are over in unbelief. We are standing aloof from Christ because of something about ourselves. But we must put ourselves aside, yes, with all of our horrible sins and our personality problems, and abide in Christ anyways. Why is that possible? Is that possible? How can that be possible? Again, because the basis is Him and all that He has done and all that He is. And we are no part in that equation for abiding in Christ. And, you know, is this not grace? Yes, and exactly what it is. All of this basic gospel truth that in Christ the believer is fully redeemed, accepted, forgiven, and made a new creature. But it is all a gift from God, has freely given to us all things in Christ. Paul tells us about this, all things in Christ, in Romans 8:32. He, that is God, spared not His Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He, that would be God, not with Him also freely give us all things? Wow. And we are called now upon to simply believe, and then to live like what we believe. It all begins with faith, then moving forward by faith in Him. That is the basis for abiding. Without that, there can be no fruit to His glory. With that, a believer can grow and manifest spiritual fruit, which is in Christ, in us being seen out through us into the world. And of course, as we have seen from past teachings, our fruitfulness comes out of us not living for Christ or being a good Christian, but by us setting ourselves aside and dying for Christ, and dying for Christ. In John 12:24, Jesus gives us the requirements for being fruitful in God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat. Now, we're that corn of wheat. Unless that corn of wheat falls in the ground and dies and remains alone, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit. So the condition for being fruitful in God is not living and working and going and doing, you know, all of that stuff, but by dying so that the Christ in us can be made manifest out from us into the world. That's right. Amen. Next week we will start looking at Christ being the vine and we are the branches. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and trusting that you have a tremendous week to come and that you're getting this teaching. These four, you know, fundamental truths are critical that we understand. You know, most Christians don't, they say they're saved and they're a Christian, but they don't know what that means. They have no understanding. In the future, I'm going to be looking at two words called justification and sanctification. Most Christians haven't got a clue. They've walked the aisle or they've repeated some prayer that someone says. They may think they're a Christian, but they don't understand what it means to be a Christian. And again, to be a Christian means Christ in us, the hope of glory. Wow. God bless, and have a wonderful week, and tune in next week. All right, God bless. Talk to you later. Bye.